Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a situation developing here regarding Joe DiMessina and the ticket giveaway. Johnny, you coming in?
No, he's not coming in. Hold on, let me make sure the lines are clear. Clear. Okay, all the lines are clear. All right, okay. Here's the big deal. Okay, Joe DiMessina, who, we going to play this thing? I'm not sure if we're going to play this thing. She actually mentions my name. All right, long story short. Joe DiMessina, big deal, act, pretty great, wonderful, fantastic. Okay, so she's coming to Wheeling. Oh, hold on a second. Come on in here. Have a seat. Let me get this thing over here so people can say, get to sit down there so people can see. Can see you. Where are you?
What?
There you are. Let me turn this thing on.
Look at this.
Shut up.
It's almost empty. You must have been using this a lot over the weekend.
I think it's important to take care of your skin. Give me that. So tell the listeners, where's Joe DiMessina? She's supposed to be saying my name.
I don't know where she is right this minute, but I know on the 29th she'll be in Wheeling.
Right, so. But am I supposed to play this thing now? Because I've got everything set up here and it's not playing. No, it didn't play. It did not play. Where is this thing? Do I need to do this again, or what do I need to do here?
Click
that?
Yeah, we can just do it right now.
Can I click that? Can I just click that?
No, you cannot click that. Don't touch anything.
It says cue to call.
No, I know it says cue to call.
Says my name.
Well, not today, she's not.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're giving the cue to call right now. Go ahead, do your
bit. All right, here's what you wrote here. Tell the listener, ladies and gentlemen, this is Johnny O, the legendary morning talk host on the legendary radio station, WOMP 100.5 FM, sister station, station.
You write as bad as you talk.
At least I know how to spell great.
Yeah, okay.
Great. Go ahead, say it. I'm getting your right Facebook here. You're on Facebook, you're on radio, everything.
You see this? Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. This is what? Okay. One pair of tickets to the show along with backstage passes to meet Jody.
Would you make it sound exciting like it's a big deal, please?
100.5 WOMP FM is giving you a chance to win Jody Messina tickets. All you got to do is listen for the cue to call. When you hear it, call Dimitri. You're the only one that's calling, so call at 1-740-325-1490. If you call today, don't delay. Call today. Call him right now. But wait, there's more. We're not only going to give you a meet and greet. You get front row seats. You get really exclusive seats. I don't know
front row.
Front row, but
you just lied. You just said front row.
Maybe.
And now you're saying maybe. You're the one who put this together. Are they going to sit?
There'll be somebody in front of you.
Oh, my God.
You come in and you want me to do this. How about that was pretty good for off the cuff.
You are the operations director.
That was pretty good for off the cuff.
Tell the listeners that they have to call in.
Okay, call now.
And what do they get?
740-325-1490.
What do they get?
And they get qualifying to see Jody Messina.
The fifth caller.
Yes, we'll get qualifying to see Jody Messina. We'll be qualified to see Jody Messina at the Capitol Theater.
Right.
The drawing is happening on Tuesday. That is next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Okay, and that person wins a pair of tickets to be somewhere near Jody Messina during the concert.
Yeah, you'll
band
and a meet and greet
backstage.
So yes, backstage to see Jody Messina. So
I'll have you know that I've got lots and lots of listeners right now. The phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I've got a call.
You got one call.
One call. Literally.
Okay.
He'll call five times. Watch, he'll win. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Sean.
Sean, congratulations. You're the first caller.
Thanks.
Seems very happy.
Yeah.
Big Willie 105.5. Hi, what's your name?
Sean White.
Sean what? Another Sean?
White. Sean White.
Sean White. Okay, Sean 2.0. Okay, you're number two. Thank you. Big Willie
105.5. Third, Sean.
Hello. Is your name Sean?
Yes, Eric.
I'm sorry?
This is Eric.
Eric. Oh, you sure it's not Sean?
What's that?
Eric.
One thing. When you call in, please turn down the volume on your radio or whatever device you're using to listen to Dimitri 105.5.
We don't want to hear Dimitri's voice twice.
Yeah, we really... You got a bad attitude. You and Kathy Kelich, honest to God, the two of you, attitude I'm getting
from both of you.
And by the way, is this thing going to stay like this or does this go back to like normal?
It'll go back to normal.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, you're caller number 4. So close and yet so far away.
I thought it was Toby.
I think Toby already won.
He's already qualified.
Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
This is Sean 1.0.
Sean 1.0! We've got a winner. Congratulations, Sean.
Okay. Sean, you need a medal for listening to this guy.
Sean, is it spelled S-H-A-W-N?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, what's your phone number?
740.
Yep.
298-1529.
Okay, 740-298-1529. I will call you after the show and get all the important information, and we'll put you into our drawing. All right, congratulations again, Sean.
All right, thanks,
TC. All right, and the winner will be drawn on Tuesday morning during the 8 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Now to 27.
You sure you can't make this play?
I will when I go back over there. I can't do two things at once.
I love when she says my name. It sounds so sexy.
I'll put it in the next break, but then you have people calling in.
Well, maybe not. Boy, this show's going.
All of the five listeners that got in. So.
Hold on. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
I'm calling the Jody Messina.
Yes, we have a winner, but thank you.
Cool. Listen up
thank
tomorrow,
you.
Okay? Listen tomorrow.
Exactly. Okay.
I didn't write this either. This is our very own Jim Trefney.
Jim Trefney wrote this?
Yes. All I did was cut and paste.
Who, by the way, is a great salesman.
You know, it's his birthday today.
Oh, is that why you would shout out to him?
The Treff Dog.
Oh, happy birthday to the Ref Dog, Treff Dog himself.
You wonder what Deepak is going to get him.
Well, we already know.
It's a can of Spam ham.
It's the other half a ham.
We'll get the next one for Easter.
There you go. Yes, there we go. All right. So, would you have a good weekend?
Yes, had a great weekend. How about you?
Everything worked out fine until Channel 7 turned me into an unperson. I was
Why
there.
Why are you even
people,
watching that?
Well, I'm not watching it. They posted it.
Oh, okay.
I was there at the big deal event at the B&O Auditorium there at the Northern Community College. I was a featured panelist.
Uh-huh.
I was on with a number of different panelists, including former...
B&O, is that for bad odor?
That's a Baltimore, Ohio, you smartass.
Okay.
Anyway, so anyway, we had a great time.
Okay.
Everybody was wonderful. Owens was wonderful. The audience was wonderful. The panelists were wonderful. Everyone was wonderful.
Wonderful.
And then Channel 7 posts... a story about it,
okay.
Except the picture that they show crops me out.
I will crop you out too. Just like this.
Are you leaving
now? You need
now?
To leave that just turned to the window. It would look better.
You know, the Facebook live stream. Okay.
There you go.
I don't want to hold you up here.
You're not. I got thousands of people to entertain.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Johnny O, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Dimitri. We'll see you tomorrow for another Jody Messina qualifier.
Let's hope we do it right this time.
Okay.
Don't forget the house party Friday night and Saturday. And what's Fireball? Is that both nights or Saturday night?
That's both nights.
It is both nights. Okay,
so
Fireball.
Officially 10 shots.
10 shots. Okay, Fireball, both nights, Friday night and Saturday night house party. It's actually a wonderful show. It should be syndicated nationally, but he's afraid to do it because he's... Anyway, fine. All right, so we're going to play this thing now so I can hear Jody Messina. When? Oh, in the next break. In the next break.
I think you're just trying to kill time.
No, I'm serious. What the hell am I doing wrong now? This thing is on, wide orbit. This is up. I'm not hearing anything.
No, you're in your talk break.
Well, right, when is it going to play?
It's, what, the Jody Messina one?
Right.
I can't play it while it's in a talk break.
Oh, I thought it was supposed
to. We had to proof this so you wouldn't mess up anything.
I didn't touch anything.
I know. That's why we have to have it that way.
Because if you touch stuff, you destroy it.
I don't destroy it. By the way, they couldn't hear any of the hotkeys this morning on the radio. That's what Big Willie said. But I've got the Rodecaster. The red light's on. The yellow light is on for program. Potted up to 10. I play this, like, what's the buzz? And they say they can't hear it over the air. That's what Big Willie said. What am I doing wrong now?
I don't know.
So tell me what I'm doing wrong.
It's modulating.
Well, he said he couldn't.
Can you hear it now, Big Willie?
He couldn't hear anything, he said.
Okay.
All right, that's enough of that. So
Try that button again.
Hold on a second. Well, hold on. Let me show you. Get back here. He kept saying he can't hear Belmont Buzz music either time. And it's just, I didn't touch anything. Yeah, it was exactly what I had here.
Okay. Did you push the blue button or the
yeah, I think either one, it doesn't matter. Okay. That one or this one, it's the same damn thing.
Let me go listen. See
okay, he says hear that. Now we can hear it. I don't know what's going on.
I have the magic fingers. It's all about spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers. Here's a magic finger for you.
Yeah, put some hand cream on.
All right, thank you. When I say I really hate you, I really mean it. Anyway, and how's your morning going for you? Mine's a nightmare. Of course, every morning's a nightmare. Why should today be any better? It's a federal holiday, but what the hell? It's still me. My pathetic life. All right, so we got a winner here. We got Sean 1.0, who is going to be now a finalist for the big drawing that we're going to have. I'm trying to get Jen in here because she's so damn cute. She could do the drawing, but I've not been able to get in touch with her. Of course, I haven't tried. That's probably has something to do with it. All right, so we did Kathy Kelich, Big Willie. We did the Channel 7 thing, turning me into a non-person. Well, that's pretty much the show. I guess I'm going to go home now. Oh, wait a minute. Johnny wanted me to play something for you, and I've got the... Oh, God, I hope this thing works, this Rodecaster thing. He wanted me to play this. Let me play this for... I'm going to play it for them. He says... you need to, operator error my ass, you need to play this same ice, different presidents. All right, so I've got everything up here. Let me see if I can play this thing. Hold on. Oh, can you hear this? I hope you can.
Just before the sun rises in the Windy City, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents fan out across Chicago.
This is 2016,
in the U.S.
when Obama was president.
CNN was granted exclusive access to witness some of those raids.
I hope you can hear this. It's really good.
We got three targets this morning. You know, some of the neighbors.
Whoops, where did he go?
We got three targets this morning. You know, some of the neighborhoods are a little sketchy, so we got to make sure it's not just the target we're looking after, but other people around us.
They want to come out extra early, like right now, because they want to catch these people before they go to work. That's why it starts so early in the morning.
All right, let's roll, guys.
I didn't really know if I wanted to be in the three-point contest until...
All right, so that was... That's what Johnny wanted me to play. That was CNN 2016... When they were, when Obama was in charge, that's what happened. Did they hear that, Johnny? Could they hear that? Do you know? I don't know. All right. Well, I hope they heard that. All right. Fine. Let's see. What else do we have going on here? Total malfeasance. All right. Let's get to the total malfeasance issue of the day.
Hold on.
What?
I just checked the books, the record. Turn it on.
It's on. What?
No, you're not.
I just checked the books.
The books.
And the Jody Messina thing played. You turned it off. It was after your return. When you come back to music, you turned it down.
Well, I always pot it down whenever the lyrics start to the song starts.
Okay, well, you should have looked and watched your screen. You know, it's kind of like
driving. I was looking at you.
I wasn't in here yet.
No. I was looking at you in there.
I know, but don't look at me.
How am I supposed to know this? How much delivery?
It's like when you see
how
a cute girl. You know what happens if you see a cute girl walking
down the street? I know what happens when I see a cute girl. My wife is listening, so don't say anything.
Poor Leslie.
Yeah. Poor Leslie?
Yeah.
How about poor me?
No. Leslie, I feel for you. Just can't reach you.
Better not feel for her, pal. So claw your eyes out.
Okay.
Let me tell you, she claws
She's a nice
eyes.
Lady.
She's a very nice lady. She's a very nice lady. All right, so where are we now? What are we doing now,
again.
Johnny?
It's going to play again here, coming up at the break. So.
Okay, so Joe DiMassina is going to say my name.
Just to say your name.
And she does a great job with
I know
that,
she does. She got it right. I couldn't.
Oh, my God. She does great. Now, we can't do another winner.
She didn't
winner,
add
though.
Anything at the end of it or the beginning of it.
I can't do another winner now, can I?
Well, you sure can. You can qualify as many as you want.
Seriously?
Yeah. Go ahead. I think you got it. I'm not even going to be in here. I'm going to listen and see how well you do.
Okay, so at the end of the next commercial break, yes. Is that when it's going to play?
In less than 3 minutes.
In fewer than 3 minutes,
and then we'll have another winner.
Yeah, a qualifier.
Another qualifier for the big drawing.
Right.
Okay, a qualifier for the big drawing. All right.
Caller five. Yes.
Right, caller five. Caller five. All right.
There
good.
Go.
I think we can do this. If you won, tell that thing about the no winning in the past 300 days or something.
Oh, if you've won anything in the past 30 days from Dimitri, you can't win.
Or anybody here.
That's
really.
Right. Anybody here? No staff, management, nobody.
Okay. So then they're going to call in. Fifth caller is going to win.
Right.
To become a qualifier.
Right.
And we do the drawing not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow at 8 a.m. in the 8 o'clock hour.
They're going to get to meet Jody Messina.
Yes. And they get really good premium seats.
Okay, but you still don't know where they're going to be sitting.
They're going to be close.
Why are you rubbing your back of your leg? That's disgusting. What the hell are you doing?
Because your hand lotion there is irritating me.
Don't blame my hand lotion.
As he's talking,
I swear to you, I'm not making this up. He's rubbing the back of his thigh as he's talking with me.
Handing
over. That's what this man is doing. This is exactly what he's doing. It is one of the most disturbing things that has happened all morning here in this show.
Woo!
You sick. Little too much fireball, I would say. A little early for the fireball, wouldn't you say, Johnny? All right, fine. So there's that. Okay. Let's see. This is potted up. All right. So we're good to go. We're going to have commercials. And then another chance for you to become a finalist or a qualifier for the big drawing. Not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. Don't forget, Frank Hoagland's going to be joining us tomorrow live here in studio. So we'll be talking with him about all this stuff, about the taxes and Ohio, Columbus, and all sorts of interesting things like that. All right, how's that for a promo for tomorrow's show, huh? How's that for a promo? I'm a professional broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so proud of my craft.